Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
At Fresh Time Market, we have a healthy obsession with produce. Not only are we committed to offering the freshest selection of organic, seasonal favorites, and Midwest-grown fruits and veggies, but our team members have tips, tricks, and other info up their sleeves. Like, did you know cherries have melatonin? Or that you shouldn't wash blueberries until right before you eat them? Or that when cranberries are ripe, they bounce like a ball? Crazy, we know. For all your fresh produce and unrivaled expertise, stop by your neighborhood Fresh Time today.
I really just kind of this terminology in a way, because it's like that girlfriend, boyfriend shit, woo, that's a friend, being real. Until you marry, like you don't have no asset shared, you're I ran into too many toxic, crazy little wild, they all been wild. I'm not gonna lie. Like,
all right, what's a sign you would never date again? Like, if you had to choose, you'd be
I'm
like,
not limiting
cool.
myself like that. Cause she,
period.
She, cool.
Yeah. You know what size was it?
Oh my gosh, it was huge. It was too much.
Like 10, 12 type shit?
I don't even know the measures. It was too much.
My first one was 12.
Trash. I'm saying it's so more so it's personal. It's some personal shit. Like, you never looked on Twitter and you seen Shorty, like, sucking some crazy D, or, like, throwing that shit back. Or you see some wild shit on Twitter, and you be like, you look at it, you like, damn, like, whoa, ass fat. Then you look at it, you like, nasty bitch.
Whole lot of gay shit. Gay.
Hey, what's going on? It's Boss Britt, the most lit.
What's up? It's your girl, DJ Excel.
And this is
the No Homo Show.
Where everything we talk about
is homo's
gay. Welcome back to all of our gabies, man. Like, subscribe, and comment, run it up, whatever you want to do. Just make sure you come back and tell everybody else about it.
Hell yeah. Right. Shout out to everybody tuned into our podcast. And shout out to everybody that's tuned in and locked in and subscribed to our Patreon. We going up. We going crazy. We talking our shit on there. We showing some exclusives.
Okay.
Y'all should lock in with us.
Excel squirting on there. So y'all should go subscribe.
By the way, my wife was like, I don't like Britt talking about you squirting.
She don't like nothing. She don't like no jokes.
Yeah, okay, no.
Like, if I ain't gonna be able to say that joke, I can't say none of my damn jokes.
I don't squirt, y'all. I never squirted. I don't know
why. You don't want to squirt?
Yes, I would love to squirt. I haven't experienced that. Yo, she's
Hey, y'all, but we got a special guest in the building with us today, so I'm going to go ahead and let you do the honors. Please let people know who you are and what you do.
Yeah, how you going to say that before you even introduce the guest?
Hey, y'all, my name is Kilo Letitia. I'm from PG County, Maryland. I'm an all-around artist, you know what I'm saying? I do music, create clothes, create direct, do videos. You know, I'm just trying to get better at it every day.
You got the accent. My friends from that area got the accent. The DMV, right? Is that the DMV?
Yeah.
And I just learned the D stand for Delaware.
No.
Somebody told me the D stand for Delaware. Swear
no,
to God.
No, it don't. Because
then they told us that when we went to DC. They said, look, I swear, look, we was in DC and the people in DC said, it's not the D, it's Delaware. It's Delaware, Maryland.
Hey, they
Virginia.
Was bidding like shit. I'm not going to hold you. Because if it was somebody from DC, because they a lot of people DC. From DC be like, it ain't the DMV, it's DC. And then it's, you know, Maryland and it's Virginia. So, like, people that's from there don't really be like, oh, I'm from the DMV type shit or whatever. It just be like, you from where you from. But especially people from the city, it's, like, real prideful. Just, like, I was very prideful to say PG County. Like, that's where I'm from. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna put
hold on.
Because every time I say Maryland, people just assume Baltimore, and that's like an hour away. Yeah. And I'm not from Baltimore. I have nothing against it. I actually live like the architecture, I love club music, but it's different. You know what I'm saying? Mm. It's just like we was right here and we go from an hour away. It's just a bit different or whatever. It's a different experience.
So for clarity, because that's what I thought. I thought it was D.C., Maryland, Virginia. So it is D.C.
That's what it is. Because DMV.
Uh-oh, y'all got the comment and let us know.
Because it's DMV for the metropolitan area. Wherever the train and the metro goes in that particular area, that is the DMV area.
Yeah, because when they said Delaware, they threw me off.
Oh, it's Delaware. I said, yo, I was today years old.
They was playing. They was.
Why y'all lying to me?
Nah, they was dead serious.
At our live show in D.C.
They was on straight jokes. Like,
why y'all joking around like that, D.C., in our live show?
They like that. We ain't with that shit. This is just DC. I know how much.
Damn. But they they're gonna debate about it in the comments.
Our show was in DC, so maybe
My name Bennett. I ain't it. You say it is, and that's what it is today, all right?
Yeah, that's what it means on me. Some people from the city, like, they'll talk like kind of crazy about Marylanders. They'll be like calling me Z's, little different things like that.
What?
But honestly, I don't play into them childish little games or whatever. And I just feel like to be there and like, I don't know, did you go to PG?
No.
Never. I feel like PG is so much like Atlanta, whereas like you'll just see like black people doing great financial things, you know what I'm saying? And like, you don't get to see that every place. So it's very motivating. It's very like beautiful to see like all these different businesses and whatever. And then it's a lot of beautiful women, you know what I'm saying? Having, not broke, woo woo woo. And that's in the city too. But it's just like, you have both sides. So you go to the city. You go to D.C. for the city, then you can go to Maryland for, like, more, I feel like, suburban, more, like, countryside of it or whatever. Yeah. So it's, like, more, like, okay, you can settle there.
That's
what's up. I wasn't in PG County like that, but, like, Baltimore, I know you said it was different, but Baltimore is very much, like...
Yeah, you got the inner city.
Yeah.
Then you could go out and you get the country. But it's, like, it is still a different vibe. I'm not going to lie. Even their city from D.C. is different or whatever, but... You know, I find beauty in everything.
Yeah, not facts. Well, how we kick off our show is with a game called Skittles and Riddles. So you can pick a Skittle out that bag, and it's going to be a gay riddle, all right? You don't drink, but we have our drinks up here. But if you get the riddle wrong, we got a drink, and our viewers got a drink, too. Okay. Uh-huh.
I'm going to pick Grant's my favorite. All right, boom. What do lesbians call a broken dildo?
A broken dildo is crazy.
What do lesbians call a broken dildo?
Y'all made this up?
Nah, I don't know the answer.
Is it on the back?
Nah!
I did a fortune cookie. You gotta go first because last time we went first and I had got it right.
What do lesbians call a broken dildo?
A broken dildo?
First of all, how y'all dildo break?
No, for real.
Wow.
Pow town.
A broken dildo? Gorilla grip.
What? You nasty. I don't know why. That just sounds nasty.
I broke. That's the only way it could break, right?
Gorilla grip.
Unless it got...
Oh, you talking about the girl got the gorilla grip.
Yeah, unless...
Oh, okay. I thought you talking about glue or something.
I don't know. I'm being too... Whatever.
Gorilla glue.
That's on the gorilla
glue. All right. Damn.
Okay,
what do you call a broken dildo?
This is a tough one.
Y'all have the answer on y'all, though.
Yeah. Because you want to know how I look.
It's in the folder. I'm trying to think.
A broken dildo. I hope the answer ain't nothing dumb. A broken dildo, so...
I know my answer gonna be wrong either way. But
I would say your answer should be correct. These answers be throwing us off.
Yeah, they're dumb.
Like,
they're probably
gonna be something so random.
I'll say you ain't half the man you used to be.
Okay.
Come on, Jeopardy. This is a long answer. Who wants to be a millionaire of this motherfucker? Okay.
All right, a broken dildo. I don't know. What number is that?
A limp dick.
A limp dick. Okay.
That's not nothing lesbian,
that
though.
That is 66.
Okay.
What is it?
I hope it ain't nothing dumb.
I know. This game really just to get us drunk.
All right.
What did it say?
It's dumb. A deal don't.
A deal don't?
Yeah. This pissed me off, man.
In the purple folder.
A deal don't?
A deal don't is crazy.
It's not like a dildo.
That, like, girls stay having that color, though?
The purple one?
Yeah.
Dildo?
Yeah.
What color yours?
We gonna get to it.
Hey, first of all, y'all, she said I'm shady. I ain't never XL is shady.
No, the thing is, XL not shady, but she say the stuff you not really supposed to say out loud. She said your intrusive thoughts.
Yeah, she let the intrusive thoughts win.
All the time. No, my wife be like, "Wow, you just said it out loud." Like she be dead ass.
My wife be like, "You don't be thinking before you talk." No, I just say what I wanted to ask because she gonna say I was shady because I asked Big Sexy what size his dick was. Because he kept saying he had a small dick. Sir, I'm a lesbian. What is considered small? Now, when you said this and you're a big guy, that's scary.
Little shrimp.
Sorry.
Amen.
So
amen.
What color are you?
I've heard somebody tell me they had the best experience with something little before.
It's the motion in the ocean.
In the ocean, you heard. That's why I don't be getting no bitch
strokes. How you want to go about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I still, there still need to be a size that you can, like, get in there.
I wouldn't even know.
XL saying, look, I want that XL.
I can pick my size.
Nah, hell nah.
If we going, I'm going big.
Okay. Hell nah, that's scary.
Hey, well, Kilo, like I told you, this is going to be, like, something you never did probably in your whole career. It's going to be a whole lot of gay shit up here today followers get to know a whole nother side of you, hopefully, because we did our research, we did our digging, we ain't seen nothing besides music, which is a good thing, but we couldn't find nothing.
Girl, you really...
No X, no next, no nothing.
You really run your page like an artist. Congrats to you. Because...
No, it's a good thing, but it's all music when we look you up. Just music. So today, we gonna get into it, okay?
I wanted to stop by the homo show. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So where we gonna start is with your coming out story. So please let us know who, what, when, where, and why. How was it for you coming about that closet?
All right, so it's a few of them, you know what I'm saying? Because you ask different people I love in my life. Mm. But I remember telling my mom, and like, I was dating a boy and a girl at the same time.
Same?
Yeah, same? Yeah. Okay, yeah. All right, bet. And I was like, yeah, you know, I like him and... everything, but I love her.
As you should.
And she was like, what? She was like in the tub.
She was in the tub.
Yeah, you don't have to, like me and my mom, it don't even matter. Like we just that close. But real life, it's funny now, really looking back, because she was like, didn't talk to me for like a week. And then I came to her and I was like, Mom, I'm still the same. Like, you know what I'm saying? And it's funny, like I remember, it was just a joke though, but she was off the like, I was like heartbroken about somebody. And she was like, see, you need to get you a woman like me. You know what I'm saying? Get you a good woman like me. Okay. Woo, woo, woo. And just recently, probably like 2 years ago, I finally told my grandma. Then she was like, I mean, I was just waiting for you to tell me. I already knew. Like when I turned 18, like I spent it with my grandma with my girlfriend. Like, nobody else. I just had my girlfriend with me at that time and everything. And we went out. Because it was like, I was finally legal, so I wanted to go to bingo with my grandma. And I
bingo!
Brought my and I
not
brought my girl with me.
So I can go to bingo.
You know, I had that one friend with me. She kept saying, woo, woo, woo. But she always kind of y'all like, no.
That's hilarious.
Bingo is so cute with your grandma.
My sister definitely used to go to bingo with my grandma, and it'd be like a whole bunch of old people and a few young people in there mixed in. So.
Shit, it was nobody old. I mean, nobody young. Everybody was old.
And them old people be having like five cards.
They
five
old and the little sticky things. Shit. What is that sticky shit? The little markers?
Yeah. I don't know what it's called, but I know
they be going in with that shit.
I thought I was
they
got different cards. Like,
yeah, thanks.
I thought I was going to kill it with like 2-3 cards. I could not keep up. That's just a talent. Like, okay. Okay. So how old were you when you came out to your mom?
Get the injury special at McDonald's now. Let's break it down. My favorite barbecue sauce, American cheese, crispy bacon, pickles, onions, and a sesame seed bun, of course. And don't forget the fries and a drink. Sound good?
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. At participating restaurants for a limited time.
I was even 15, 16.
Okay, where?
Yeah.
Okay, don't.
That's the go-to age around that time. Was you wrong? You was older than
when
me.
I came out to my mom, I was 16.
I was 16 too.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out life. I'm like, this shit crazy.
That's when you're tired of sneaking, like, yo, I gotta tell somebody because I am out here doing my thing. And y'all might hear something, might see something, hear from me first, okay?
And the thing is, like, when you're like you know, when you find your first girl, like you said, like, yo, you're kicking it with her all day, every day. Like, yeah, we think we slick, but a parent is like, this not they regular friend, especially if you like a stud. Right. You know what I mean? Like, no.
How you know that was the right moment? Like, what made you, because you obviously knew you liked girls before that. So what made you at that particular moment want to be like, you know what? Let me just tell my mama.
Man, I was wilding back then. I was just doing everything I wanted to do type shit, mm-hmm, and everything. And I'm not saying that's like, oh, the right way to go about it all day long. But at that moment, that's just what it was. Like, I'm fully stepping into everything I want to do at this moment. Like, I thought I was grown. You know, you think you're 16, you just start moving around. And what's crazy, they actually never met that first girl. Mm. Okay. Like, she was a city girl. And I just didn't like, I just would go to the city, woo-woo, okay, but I never like really like brought her over. I was a driving woo-woo, yeah, but then it was girls after her, like they picking me up, they driving me around, woo-woo-woo, and then like once I kind of got the whip, now you just keep seeing different girls. Like, so it was, I was always like tomboy, so it was very, yeah, I feel like it wasn't a surprise,
yeah,
or whatever. If anything, I think it probably was a surprise of like, oh, like, you know, the guy that I was saying I was dating at the time. But it was just like, I was low key in a place where I was like, I wanted to see if I could with a guy. And then it's like, now I'm looking at my, look back at it, and it's just like, really, you should have just been on some like, fuck with everybody else who are like looking for like, you know, love or anything like that. Just like, be all about yourself. As cliche as that might sound, but like, really just love yourself. Learn the new things that you could do, all the, you know, talents you may have versus like bitches.
Yo, that's a fact.
And I feel like women do that often. Like, you see it in like cartoons, you see it in TV shows where it's like love.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's like low key, I was thinking like, you know, I knew at a young age like I like women and everything, but it was just like I ain't really like had a interest, same interest for men. But it's also like I ain't never really, you know what I'm saying? I feel like you should look at yourself first before, like, jumping into any person or whatever.
But I was, like,
trying to weigh
that,
the options. And then it's just like, I don't like you that much, nigga. I was like, right, man, we got some pussy right here. Like, like, it's a little different.
Yeah.
You feel like you just having your way. But, yeah, I was doing everything. I just, like, started tatting at that age. I was outside. I was just
see, another artist. Out. You know what I mean? What I was saying. The crazy thing is, first of all, like, people, we are, since kids, are raised like women and men, right? So, like, when you're a lesbian, but, like, you date a man just or a boy when you're young, like, you just are taught that and you just think that's what you're supposed to do. Like,
the norm.
Yeah, and then it's like, hold up, just something, stuff start clicking.
Like this.
Yeah. It don't gotta even be
weird.
Dick.
Look funny.
No, it don't even gotta be the dick.
You like circumcised?
I hate you.
Y'all ever seen an uncircumcised dick?
I hate you.
I've never.
Yo,
never even.
You don't want to see.
That's disgusting. I hate you. But also, you kind of said, I don't know if you was meaning like this, but like when I look back at my young years, yo, I wasted so many years, like young, like let's say like 15 to like 25 of like relationship shit. When I should have been focused on myself. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I look back, yo, in high school, I was with a chick almost like my whole high school from 9th grade to 12th grade.
And I was just chatting about this because it's like, no matter what, when you're around somebody, and it's like, it's an honor to be around someone, it's because you think of them highly.
Yeah.
Like, you feel like in some way or another, like, they inspire you, or you might want to do some of the things they do. They rub off on you in some type of way. Mm-hmm. So it's like when you constantly just around people, but it's never like a long time, you just have so many influences and it's like you're undeveloped. Like, mm-hmm, so it don't make sense or whatever. Like, it stunts your growth of just fully to your potential in a way.
Right.
Facts.
And you only realize it when you reach your potential though, because like my little siblings, they be swearing they going through a heartbreak. And I ain't trying to like discredit it, but I be trying to tell them like, yo, focus on yourself. There's other things out here besides this going on. Like, how about you focus on this area? They're like, no, this is my end all be all. So I feel like when we kids,
we all
like,
feel that
that's
way.
That's all
though,
we be knowing at that time. But then in hindsight, be like, yo, why the fuck I was?
And lesbians, they just fall in love.
And lesbians even worse.
So fast. No,
especially when it's your first, like,
that
what?
That is so different. Like, your first heartbreak, you ain't gonna see the end of the tunnel, you think.
You had a heartbreak?
Yeah, I have.
A heartbreak or you a heartbreaker?
Yeah, it's giving
a
heartbreaker.
All of that. Like,
the dude over there is still crying about her. Did he know you was dating a girl?
He found out. She's giving heartbreak.
He's still claiming
you giving like,
ex, she be rapping.
Hey, it'd
shit.
Be funny because, like, yeah, he will post like pictures and this, that, and the third. Like,
they
be proud of me. Like,
yeah,
they be proud of me.
He was happy. Like,
I think anybody from my past, they job proud that, like, they got to experience it. I be looking back, like, damn. That going back to talking about, like, you know, just focus on yourself. Like, I wish I didn't even give them that experience. Like, certain people, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they just like. That.
Yeah, I'm too turned up that you can be like, yeah, I share this space with Key. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like,
I feel like that's why I never went through my hoe phase. Cause I was like,
oh, you never been a hoe. I think everybody's been a hoe. You've been a hoe.
Nah, I really haven't.
For sure.
Like, my hoe-ish shit is like talking to two girls at the same time.
Hoe.
Hold up.
Who shady now?
But I'm saying I always had that mindset of like, I don't want you to say that you had me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, so on the other hand, my friend over here, she was like,
I ain't got nothing to do with this.
She was like a donation store.
She was a donation store.
She don't understand
she
how.
She was like the Salvation
she
Army.
She don't understand how a hoe phase work. Okay, so she thinking that I'm the hoe, but I had the hoes. I was more like.
Look, she trying to understand too.
I was more like a pimp. You know what I'm saying? My hoes
but
take care of me.
But it still is hoeing though. I ain't
gonna... Oh, no.
One of my friends, like, it's different levels to hoes. Absolutely. And like, one of my friends, she was like, I can't relate. And I'm like, if you yay already before merge.
If you what?
Ooh.
If you already done took it dead before merge.
Oh, that was some PG County. All right.
I mean, because could apply to anything.
But what did you say, though?
I said at first, I was like, if you could before merge, like, if you fucking merge,
okay.
Then if you have experienced some level of being a hoe, really, in a way.
Nah, that's not
hold
true.
Hold on, check me out. Pick me.
As promised, we just dropped our new Patreon page, and you should subscribe now.
That's right. We already got people over there in our newer community waiting for you to join them as well to get all the new exclusive content from the No Homo Show.
Yes, and we got behind-the-scenes footage that you will not see on YouTube. Mm-hmm. We have ad-free episodes, no commercials at all, and so much more, y'all.
Yeah, you should sign up today. I'm talking about you might even come to our studio.
It's,
we're
it's
doing
a lot.
Guidance from the gay gods.
It's a whole community in there, and if you're not on there, like, what community?
Come on now. You a gaby, right?
Come on
over to our Patreon.
Make sure you join us now at patreon.com/thenohomoshow.
Are you single? Your blood.
I am single.
How long you been single?
I've been single for like 2 years.
Okay.
Let's get into it. Because we're trying to learn about you today, okay?
Like she said, we couldn't find no
nothing.
Scoop on you. Like, oh, I just seen something that barely even you saying, I know you was gay because I've seen you, like, in as a DJ, I cross, like, your music and stuff. But I'm just like, damn, in an interview, you was like, yeah, I'm gay. And that was, like, it. I'm like, girl, give us some tea. She too woke for us. She's too much of an artist. Right. Your visuals and everything fire, but we about to
facts,
get into this gay shit.
Sure. Let's start off with something very simple, okay? Sexual orientation.
What you mean?
Lesbian, bisexual.
Oh. I love women. I love women.
Lesbian.
I love women.
Just giving lesbian.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yo, L's up. Hey, you gotta say that in the club. Hey.
L's up.
Hey.
All right, so you know everybody love throwing labels around.
Yeah.
What label do you mostly relate to? If you had to pick any label. I don't like labels, but I would pick stud.
Uh-huh.
Would you pick stem?
You know, I watched one of y'all episodes explaining and breaking it down.
Yeah.
I suppose, but it's like, I don't know. I don't really like subscribe to labels.
Come on, subscribe.
Yeah.
Like, to be real, like...
it's giving no label, for real.
Yeah,
it's really no label at the end of the day. I'm a woman that loves women.
Mm.
So that's just really what it be on.
She had no label, too.
Everybody loves McDonald's fries. So, yes, you accused your mom of stealing some of your fries on the way home. But the bag did feel a little light. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
I'm thug.
What's your label? You got a label?
Nah, I'm.
Unless she a film.
I mean, nah, girl, shut up. Nah, like. I'm a stud, but I'm a lady. I'm definitely a lady. I don't want shots. Bitch, put some juice in my drink. Bitch, I don't want no hair on my chest. You feel
hair
me?
Hair on the chest as a woman is crazy.
Like, I want.
No bitch should want hair on their chest.
That's what I'm telling you.
I don't
you.
Hair on my
That's
chest.
What I'm telling you. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I keep everything very much so waxed over here, okay?
Don't you wax your chest.
Hey, if need be, I ain't had to go that far, but okay. So we know that you're single, been single for 2 years. What's the best sign in the. Worst sign that you ever dated and why? And what's your sign too, by the way?
Oh my gosh, the zodiac's been going hard today. Like, everybody's been asking me about this shit today. But I'm a Pisces, I'm a water sign. Hey, like I said,
you gotta say hey about your sign. I already know it's crazy.
I don't subscribe to them things too much mm-hmm. either because it's like. I used to dig into them heavy. I feel like you could see certain characteristics of a person, mm-hmm. but like. Depending on where you at in life, you will be a little different. But sometimes a lot of things be adding up too. I done had quite a few.
we know.
That's kind of fun. Like you saying like dating?
Yeah.
Dating.
You said
dating.
Toxic?
Best sign and most toxic sign. Okay. I said best and worst. We can do toxic. Okay.
Toxic shit. I ran through too many toxic bitches, crazy, you little wild. They all been wild. I'm not going to lie. Like, all
right, what's a sign you would never date again? Like, if you had to choose, you'd be
I'm
like,
I'm not limiting oh, cool. myself like that. Because she...
Okay. Period!
She... Cool.
Yeah!
You know what I'm saying?
I'll take your toxic okay.
bitch. Nah. You know what I'm saying?
I'll deal with you.
Like, I had a Sag gangster as fuck. Yeah. They just be saying anything out of their mouth. I had a Scorpio. You know, pressure.
Yeah.
Fun. Oh my gosh. An Aquarius, she was fun.
Yeah. Aquarius, gang, gang.
A Taurus, fun.
You better name all the names. Hey! Zodiac signs, this boy.
I never had a Pisces, though.
Okay. You ever had a Cancer?
I'm going to see one later, but what'd you say?
You ever had a Cancer?
Had a Cancer.
How was that for you?
They was cool.
All right, not too much. Not too much,
Cancer.
Yeah.
They live hard. You know what I'm saying? They live hard. But yeah. I swear, on all no funny, like all the girls just live hard. Like I had a Capricorn big trick. Like
okay, you know what I'm saying? Capricorn tricking on me. So
we got Capricorns. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't they fun? Yeah. They fun.
Bad of fun.
They fun.
They be tricking.
Only thing I ain't really had was a Pisces. Oh, I'm gonna see one tonight. I never had a Libra. That's the only other one I could think that I haven't had.
Damn. Okay, have fun with your Pisces tonight.
You gonna have fun. No hoe shit though. I really am a changed woman. I have like
Kilo.
I'm a changed woman.
It's not giving change. That smile was like, she about to
it's
be
giving
like,
I want to be changed so bad, but there's some stuff I can't.
I might really not even do it. I'm not even going to lie to you. Like I told y'all, we're going to shoot the video. Yeah. And I'm trying to go to the studio.
Yeah.
That's really where I'm at in life right now. Yeah. It's just like focused on like what makes me feel better than everything. But like that fun should be cute like when I got free time.
Yeah. I mean,
I just don't know if I got free time. I'm here. You know right. what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to maximize the fuck out of my experience right now. But that could be cool. It could be cute.
Yeah, so what type of girls is you into, though? Because, like, I have no idea. I wouldn't know.
What you say, look-wise?
If you was looking for something right now, what's it looking like? Stud, fam?
Her. Talking. I'm not going to lie, y'all. A dark skin, middle part, bust down, will always break your heart. Or a girl named Kiara from PG County. But
who's
me?
Okay, I'm about to was Kiara.
I really don't discriminate.
Yeah.
Like, really. But, yeah, I like that 40-inch, you know. I like Latins. I like, you know.
They crazy though. You did say we was crazy.
Latins are crazy. You, what are you?
I'm Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Dominicans crazier though.
Dominicans are definitely
they'll
crazy.
They'll cast I've a spell that. On you. Like, Puerto Ricans, like, we might stab you, but Dominicans will cast a spell on you and your family with a piece of hair that you left in a brush.
Mm-hmm. Dominicans and light and a candle. Probably the two craziest I ever experienced.
I don't know too much about Mexican.
Oh, Mexican's crazy.
I've had one Mexican. She was throat. I almost went back straight. I wasn't even never straight.
I hate you.
Throw it off, you feel me? Damn. So do you have a preference as far as do you want to shoot the shot or you want them to shoot the shot at you? Do you have a preference?
I can do either one.
If they shoot the shot, they gotta come.
And I like it, I'm going to speak or whatever. But I love like someone to like just come straight forward to me. Mm-hmm. I love a direct hoe.
That's so cute. Yeah.
Like someone that just knows what they want and they just come straight forward to me. And most of the times, like really think about like the past ones and like serious ones, it kind of been like that.
They shot
like
that
there
shot
has been
you?
Some that I've spoken to.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, they like spoke to me and like came to me and then like I just accepted it.
Like, I love her.
Is there like good, like people seem like they may need advice with shooting their shot. So what advice would you give somebody that's trying to shoot their shot at anybody, not even just you, but how should they go about it?
I say you, if it's easy, like take the subtle signs. If they like giving you direct eye contact, they might smile a little bit. They keep complimenting. They might touch you. Then like it's open. It's free game. Just invite them to do what you like. Me might be like, yeah, come to the studio. Or, you know, I love to eat. Like, you want to cook for me? Like, a little different shit. Like, it's up to you, for real. But that's my advice.
Man, I ain't gonna lie. This one time, my friend set me up. All right, so this girl was giving me eye contact. She was acting like she was, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So I told my friends. I told her and Lala from the progress report. I said, yo, like, I feel like she might, you feel me? Like, what should I do? They told me to shoot
my
shot.
No, but she said something to you. What? I think in the DM, she said something to you. You said, I might be wrong, but I feel like she said like, oh, damn.
Something that gave me a little hope.
Yeah.
You feel me? And I shot my shot. Left me on red.
Red.
I don't even think she was gay.
No.
Bitch.
Hey. Straight up, bitch.
Energy, like I can take you on a date.
No, this is what Britt said something, and she was like, oh, I love y'all or love you, right? And then, right when she said, no, this is where Britt fucked up at. Right when she was like,
thirsty.
Like, right when she was like, love you, like, because Britt said something, she was like, oh, I love you, you know what I mean? And Britt was like, hey, can we go out tomorrow? Like, bitch, you ain't worth your way into it.
I'm coming direct. I only got free time right now. While I got my free time, even DM you back, bitch. You want to go to lunch or not? Here's my number.
Yeah, she ain't like work her way.
She ain't get all the subtle signs. Yeah. She ain't get to see.
What more signs I need? Like you only said eye contact.
No. You need a little more.
See, you about to set them up for failure because you also said eye contact.
I'm saying though, like, it got to be a few more. Like, I see, like, a little bit of effort. Like, okay, you look at me in my eyes. You keep smiling. You always compliment. And it's like, heart eyes.
The heart
like,
eyes.
Like, even if I'm not even saying nothing to you.
Yeah.
Like,
okay, but we talking about in public, though.
You want me bad. In public.
See, because I would say, like, as a stud, this
I'm just going to introduce myself. And okay. If I get the vibe that you like what you see, then, yeah, I'll see you later. Right. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's, I know a pimp when I see
because it'd be certain people you could introduce yourself and it's still giving super casual. It's not giving like I'm in that type of vibe. It's like, all right, it's nice to meet you. And it's just a networking. It's like an experience in a sense. But maybe later in life it could be that. But if it don't give it automatic typically, it ain't that.
Yeah. I feel that. One thing I would say is like, yo, if you're over 25, stop sending your friend.
Stop sending your friend.
Yeah, like, yo, like, my friend trying to say what's up. Like, my friend
that is
over
such
there.
A turn
First of
off.
All, I hate that because when, especially, like, I'm married now, but like when I was single in the club, and you say my,
okay.
yeah,
congratulations,
you
know, man,
thank you. So when you're in the
you're
club,
retired hoe, I get it. She's not a hoe.
Yeah,
she's
I'm not. Committed. That's all I'm trying to tell you.
About that word.
That's all I'm trying to tell you. Like, I'm not a hoe. I'm married. I fucked after marriage. all right. I did it before too. All right, but anyway, like I'll be in a club like back in the day. I was in the club and somebody be like, yo, my friend, like, wants to see what's up. First of all, the worst thing is like, who your friend? I don't want to ask and I don't want to look back as you point.
Yeah.
Like, that's weird. Yeah. And I feel like you said, it's a little more sexy when like you just on your grown woman shit and you approach. Mm-hmm. Like, what's up? My name is da-da-da. Especially if you a femme, like, oh, you not playing. You about your business.
Send a drink. Send a hookah.
She like a treat.
Send a 10-piece hot pepper with a lemon pepper sprinkle. Hey, that's when that person over there, I bet you that bitch gonna come over like, hey, so, what's your name?
If somebody fucking sends
a lemon pepper order.
Yeah, that's
nah, that'll work in Atlanta, though. I ain't gonna hold you. Yeah. So you prefer in DMs or in person? Like somebody wants to DM you?
I'm a
you.
Very more in person person.
Okay, so don't DM her, y'all. Don't even fucking do it.
No, DM me. Hit me up. Shit, don't listen to her. Don't listen to her.
She been saying,
I know you say you don't want DMs.
But I'm saying, you say what I like, what I prefer.
Yeah.
Or whatever. They might not catch me.
Yeah.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying? So you might as well just DM me.
Yeah.
But I think like, yes, like the experience, the live action shit, it definitely like, yeah, top tier.
But that's a good one about the friend though. But so how would you feel about that if somebody sent their friend over and was like, hey yo, my friend wanna
be like, well, why they ain't come over?
Yeah.
Hello.
That is childish as fuck.
It is. And it's like, and then sometimes they friend. I'll be thinking, why your friend think she can get with me? That's fucked up, right?
She in the bed like this.
Oh yeah, and if I peep, it's like, nah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It don't even need to be or something like that. Like,
yeah.
And then it's kind of like you trying to be low key. Like, how many other bitches did you holler at? Now,
I'm in a relationship.
If you walk up to me, it gives like, you not, like, not saying like you super pressed on me, but like, yeah. Oh, you really trying to like get to know me. Like, yeah. You trying to say, how many people your friend?
You.
Yeah, trying to court me. But I would say this, all right? I know you said, well, you kind of gave the rules and shit, but like, as a stud, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I always love, like, this is why I love Baltimore, because when I was young, like, where I was at, it was all straight clubs. And I go to Baltimore and be like, oh my God, there's so many gay people. So when I would go to a gay club, like, you assume everybody in that bitch gay. But as a stud, when you outside, let's say in a straight world, and you like a girl, or you think a girl pretty, and you try and holler at her, should you just approach her, even if not knowing, or you got to try to catch those signs, like, is she looking or something? How you be?
Let you answer.
It's given she seduced and she turn out bitches.
Yeah, because, like, it's easier for, like, a non-like dominant woman. Like, y'all just, bitches just float to y'all. Like, you just stand
float,
there. And the bitches
floating
just,
is crazy.
Like, hey, what's your name? What you doing?
No, funny, though, it do be like.
I know. You have to tell me. You give me that vibe.
I'm not going to lie. But it's like
a chick magnet. That's what I call it. A chick
I'm
magnet.
I'm not trying, like, I ain't trying to turn nobody out.
Hello?
Yeah.
Like, I feel
that's never, that. Anybody who try to say, like, agendas and this, that, and the third is never giving that, like, at all. Like, I would rather you just be yourself and do what's true to you, actually. Like, don't come to me if you ain't ready for. You know
to
what
eat
saying?
That cat. Don't it's come fun. To me unless you want to eat that cat, because, bitch, this ain't no pillow princess shit going on around here. Sorry, Kilo, if you ain't say it, I'm going to say it for you.
I mean, I never, like, really had that crazy experience where it's like, oh, that's
she
not.
She backing up. She about to go.
She like, too much.
This is wild.
It's too much gay shit for me.
But no, I haven't had an experience where it's like, they not going to. But it's just like,
period.
I've had the experience of, like, now, just under what, like, it's just a new experience. And it's not necessarily what they imagine life being.
Right.
This, that, and the third. And that shit get weird.
It do.
And it be like, I be trying to step off. And the vision still be like, and it's like, I didn't even pursue you. Like, you came for me. Like,
yeah, I don't
so
like
it's
that.
Like, why are you pursuing something? And it's like, you know, for all that, like, we just having fun. Like, that's why it go back to we just having fun. Woo, woo, woo. But don't like come at me super emotional and we having fun. Like,
because right. they be quick to get emotional.
We're having fun right yeah. now.
I'll like, be saying straight girls.
And why even complicate the fun? Like, right. we're having fun. It don't got to be no less, no more.
I could see her like, calm down. We're just having fun. Relax. Like,
I'm falling for you. Yeah. I'm about to get tatted tomorrow.
She's a heartbreaker. I can tell.
Hold on.
Because then you think, like, oh, you know, they just. Well, I felt in that before. It's like, damn, you know, they just overwhelmed. They don't know how good it is.
Overwhelmed is
woo,
crazy.
Woo, woo, and everything. And you want to show them the experience. But it's like, man,
yeah,
that shit dead. Like, yeah. that's why I said some people ain't really worthy of all that. Because you already, you know what I'm saying? I'll speak for myself. Like, I know I'm like that. Like, I'm a blessing to be around. I'm Period. A good time to be around. So it's just like, we ain't wasting time.
She a heartbreaker, bro.
I know it. But you know what? You a heartbreaker, but you also seem like you very transparent. So yeah. it's like the heartbreaker that's like, how can I even get mad at you for being honest?
But that's what, if your heart get broken, like, now, it's just like, you're playing, I don't know, you played yourself for
But yo, people fall in love with that realness. Like, when you keep it 100 and you be like, yo, you not the, like, when you keep it 100, they fall in love even more.
That's facts.
Like, when you be like, yo, I'm keeping it real with you, I'm, like, out here for... Bro, they want to be the chosen one so bad.
Because people not being honest.
I think
like
that challenge of like, damn, she don't want to be in a relationship. If she fall for me, it's lit.
You I ain't gonna lie, I've been like that up. Before too. It's like you want what you can't have.
Yeah.
And you just want to go for it. You want to go full throttle, like, what? You don't know what it's like over here. Da, da, da.
Yeah.
I've surpassed that mindset. I'm over it. It's done now. But yeah, like. Because I ain't chasing shit. Like, that's where I'm at in life now. It's like, I ain't chasing no bitch. Like,
I feel that.
It's not. I'm too pretty for that. I just feel like I got other shit I need to accomplish in life than to be chasing a person.
Yeah,
and that's not necessary because my friends were making fun of me. It's like, you like to be chased. And I was like, yeah, but why not? Like, I'm moving fast. I'm getting shit done. So, yeah, either you riding right here with me or it's slow.
Yeah. I respect that.
Hold up. I know y'all are enjoying the episode right now, but we want to talk a little more about shopstarship.com.
Yes, y'all. Listen, we always talking about Starship. And we're going to keep talking about Starship. Why? Because you should go there like yesterday, okay? Whether you got a long-term relationship, whether you got a sneaky link, even if you just need personal needs.
Listen, I encourage y'all to go to the website because you're going to get the top of the top adult toys, all right? You need to add something new to that relationship, baby.
I'm telling you, sis.
Or, you know, just surprise your girl real quick.
Okay.
You know, so go to shopstarship.com right now.
Mm-hmm. You get 15% off with our code NOHOMOSHOW. 15% off NOHOMOSHOW.
Hope y'all have a good night.
Ow.
Let's get back to the strap talk. Do you prefer strap or no strap? If you prefer strap, who's wearing the strap?
I feel like everybody should.
Be a fun time.
Everybody
huh?
should what?
I'm saying like.
Let's be clear. Take it or give it, cause girl.
I like I said. I don't subscribe to.
Yeah, subscribe
to labels and stuff like that or whatever. So like, I feel like with that experience, just have a good time.
Everybody should take it and give it.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's fun
tonight.
She talking about her relationship.
I'm saying it could be fun, man. I'm trying to tell you.
She reminiscing.
I'm trying to tell you, like, you teach somebody something cool, they teaching you something cool. It's just a fun experience. It's vulnerability just
But
happening.
that's why you got that purple one. When somebody got, you say you got a purple one.
I did not. I do not. I just said I've noticed a lot of people have purple ones. One time I came to my friend's house. And
it's her covering her eyes.
I was staying over the night or whatever. And they ain't gonna know who it is. But like, yeah, I'm just staying the night.
Uh-huh.
And her purple dildo was just under the sheets.
Look, y'all just missed out on another Patreon exclusive.
Man, are y'all crazy? Listen, go to our Patreon right now where you will get exclusive content from the No Homo Show, from ad-free episodes, extended episodes, BTS, and more.
And we asked you earlier, did she answer about the first color and size of your first drop?
Nah. So basically, do you own one?
Do you own one? All
right, color or your first one, color and size.
It was like my skin tone.
White?
Damn, she had her white.
Oh, sorry.
With the fuck? She had Jose Cuervo.
Nah, she was the insider. Because I had a white dick.
So she tried to make y'all relate. Tell her yours was a little tan.
Yeah.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, like this or like tan like this?
That. Hello. It was not white. It was not white pink. No, it was not.
Her shit was Pepto-Bismol pink.
Did I say
that's it right?
Which y'all was showing each other?
No.
Right. Why she was looking at my shit? Why she looking at my dick?
So we got an Airbnb in Miami, and we was sharing a room. You know how the rooms be. It'd be like three different beds. So she got her suitcase wide open. There's a fucking white dick in there. First of all, bitch, I didn't even know you was linking with nobody out here, but you going to link with someone for your white dick. So like, if you could choose white or black, you going to choose a white dick.
Hey, times was hard back then.
No disrespect. We got a white man here. we got our white brother over there. All right. So I'm just saying, lighter, dark. So she tried to pull you in.
I thought we had something, you know.
You just wanted the first thing off the shelf. Like, I got to get
this. We only had one guest thus far that ever had a white dick, so. I thought you was going to be the second one.
Nah.
White.
I thought I was like, damn. So like pink.
Nah.
It tan.
It's tan. Okay.
And what size was it?
Oh my gosh. It was huge. It was too much.
Like 10, 12 type shit?
I don't even know the measures. It was too much.
My first one was 12.
Trash. 12 inch dick. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
It was really big, but it was just trash. I think just not knowing like what motherfucker
want,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
you trying to sling that walk out like, what crazy up?
How did you even learn about a strap? Like, I remember the first person that told me about a strap, but how did you learn about a strap even existing?
Man, it was a girl that told me about it, and like,
was she a stud?
Nah.
Okay.
She was an artist.
Okay.
Painter, and she's cool. She just tell me like different types and woo woo woo, and then like,
yeah.
We went out and got one.
She went with you?
Yeah, but it was like, this shit is OC. Like, this shit is OC. It's a little bit too crazy.
I remember, I was like, what was I in? I was in 9th grade. I was dating somebody that was in 12th grade. This young.
Pedophile.
But,
right, grooming you.
I was like 16. She was like 18.
You. Grooming you.
Or she probably wasn't 18. I don't know.
If you was in 9th grade, you was 14. If she was a senior,
I was not 14. First of all, my birthday's in June, so like I'm always older.
Your birthday late?
I'm always older, and I got held back in first grade. I couldn't hear. I had surgery in my ears. I've been told you that, bitch.
I know you got held back though.
Yeah, so I was like 16. It was like a 2-year difference. Anyway, she just was way more grown, and I was hella intimidated because first of all, like she always talked to me about how she would shave her pussy. Bitch, I just started kissing bitches, okay? So I was hella intimidated. But then she first told me about, like, the bullet. I think she was trying to have sex. I wasn't ready. But she would tell me, like, she'd be like, you know, like, you put the bullet in between and then you could scissor while the bullet going. And I'm like, bitch, that sound good, but
I do not like that shit.
Scissoring?
Yeah, I think.
Why? Because you be dating, you be trying to do it with people different sizes than you. That's your problem. Like, Britt, y'all torsos don't line up.
Oh, scissor.
Nah, it just don't make sense to me.
Why don't make sense to me? Why don't make sense?
It just don't. I just rather, like, your mouth. Like, just be being real.
Yeah, I mean, it ain't the go-to. It's like, oh, we having fun?
Playing around. We humping a little bit.
You know. Hump all day.
Now, motherfuckers be bringing it up, and that's why I be like, but you corrected me to be wrong, but it be like always people bringing up scissors to me, and I'm like, that's a misconception. I don't even do that shit.
Oh, that
like,
that's all girls
they think
do.
All lesbians do that like, shit.
No, not. I'm not fucking scissoring at all.
That's crazy. I think you should give it another try with somebody new.
No, bro.
I think maybe your experience was bad.
No, but that's other experiences. Like, I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, okay. You know,
give, take, give. Have a little fun. Let her swing it. You not catching
it. Nah, you told me to get the D. No.
Oh, shit.
Guys, swing it. Catch it.
Nah, no. I'm over here. I'm the Dodge Queen. What the fuck?
Just, you never know, bro.
Nah.
And you know, I would like to like have an experience with like a more dominant woman.
Yeah.
I've just never like met one that like we was like that. but they out here.
I think that would be like such an experience, because I feel like Shawty would probably be like, no, touch me not. I'd be like, chill, just relax.
Oh,
no,
that's also you want to dig down a dominant woman.
Yeah.
It's just, no, it's not even like that's the main goal, but it's just like be vulnerable. Yeah. Be vulnerable. Allow yourself to just fully experience or whatever. Like, don't hold back or whatever. You know, because I feel like once you start to like really get intimate with people too, it's like certain things you wouldn't usually do. You start to like open yourself up to doing.
I feel that. We talked about
like,
that.
It used to be some shit. I used to be like, that's nasty.
Right.
And then I was like, yeah, actually, that shit y'all gets me going. That's cool.
Now, we talked about that with Zuri. Like, when somebody feel comfortable with you, their body even kind of loosens up. Like, literally, you know what I mean? And
she's like, who's Zuri?
she was a sex therapist, though. Oh. And she was just saying, like, when somebody feels comfortable with you, you know, you're probably more likely to orgasm sooner or just more free to, you know, experiment things. I feel you on that. I mean, it ain't for me, but I understand what you're coming from. Like, in the bedroom, it should just be like, it's
up. Be free from, like, because then it could be like a whole new experience, a whole new orgasm, a whole new just, new thing to do versus the routine and everything. See, I have done it before, but it's like, I didn't like it. So then I stopped doing it because it was like,
the scissor.
And it wasn't like, oh, I did one, two. I did it before. Like,
what are you referring to? The scissor?
Okay, I've done it before, like more than once. So I've gave it a try more than once. And it's just like, no, it didn't really work for me or whatever.
Because your legs wasn't positioned right.
No, I'm going to tell you what it was. It irritated me.
So okay. Because like, your body fluids do
friction,
mix.
Just going crazy, and it's just like, no, like, no, this is actually not good for my skin. No, this is not where I want to do.
You want to know why? Because it wasn't wet enough.
No.
Ooh. When it's wet, like, y'all pussy juices is just like, whoosh, whoosh. See, what you said, like, whoosh,
no, but whoosh. It's like, you got hair, you got different things going on. That shit can irritate
you.
Because
right.
The shit be wet. Don't do all that.
Okay. All right. Okay, so what you just said is a fact. Like, if some okay, I'm talking about two bald coochies. I ain't gonna lie.
But
you.
Even like it growing back, little prickly. No, just use your fucking mouth. Use your mouth.
Everybody don't know how to get hit though.
You can teach them.
How do you want to teach a person?
I mean, if you
I don't want
them,
to teach nobody, but it's like I feel like. Once you, like, when I meet somebody new, you could do a pretty good job. Like, you be experienced lesbian, but it's like, that don't mean you're eating it to the way I like it.
That's
so I still have to teach you exactly what I want you to do to it or whatever. So, but yeah, I have taught, like, amazing, like.
Whoa. You got an A+ today.
Yeah, they know what they doing now, for sure.
They out there just soaring in the world.
Yeah,
they
other
been
people
great.
Getting the benefits of it type shit.
Damn.
But, yeah, like. That's crazy.
Not they went to the Kilo Academy, okay?
But
somebody that may not know how to give good head, what advice would you give them? Or do you even have any verbal advice? Or is it more like you got to physically show them? Because some people don't know how to give head. I'm trying to tell you, a lot of people don't know how to give head.
I feel like, for real, you can't even take it from me. You need to take it from whoever you dating. Like, you
everybody
know what I'm
coochie different.
Everybody's different. So you just have to, like, you need to communicate. And they're going to tell you, like, what they want. Listen and just... And think about how you like to receive things and whatnot. Like, just don't think about it in such a way of, like, how can I say? I don't know, like, porn.
You're stressing her
don't
out.
Think of it like that. Think of it like, all right, what feels good to me? Because, like, that shit fake.
Right. Don't be nibbling and all that extra shit.
That shit fake. I hate
that
porn.
That shit wild.
I hate watching.
Like a motherfucker.
No. The lesbian porn, like,
be
the
crazy.
Time I never... So no, and I'm sure it's out there, but I never seen no good like lesbian porn. Like, oh, I know y'all love pussy. Like, I think I could.
I'm not gonna say it.
Nah, say it.
You already said it. Basically,
you got the sight.
Nah,
what's
because
the site?
Y'all know I'm woke and I'm gonna go so fake deep. But I was about to say, I think I could like orchestrate a great porn site. Like, I know exactly what I think people would want to see, But I do think porn fucks with people's mind. And I do think, like, it is, like, once you look at this shit, it's like, yeah, you do whatever you're doing, and you like, damn, you dirty bitch. Like, it's just, it's actually, it's really a gross, like, you piece of content to take in.
It's like a fantasy type of vibe.
People do say that. They say, like, when they watch porn and, like, masturbate, they feel horrible after.
It's personal shit. Like, you never looked on Twitter and you seen shorty, like, sucking some crazy D, or like throwing that shit back, or you see some wild shit on Twitter and you be like, you look at it, you like, damn, like, whoa, ass fat. Then you look at it, you like, nasty bitch. Like, it's
just, hey, no, that's a fact. Like, it's like, damn, no, because I seen this squirting in her car. Like, and this
car,
and
the crazy.
Squirt was like crazy.
You looking, you like amazed.
Yeah, I'm like,
whoa.
Damn, bitch,
and
how you
like
squirt?
This just nasty.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, because who's cleaning that up?
Yeah,
like, right. You going to the car wash or you cleaning it up?
Yeah,
yourself?
First of
either
all,
either way it go, that's out of pocket.
Yeah,
I
no,
you got to check for that squirt.
Oh, she had to, because bitch, how, what did you do? But anyway, like, I feel you on that, like, but I don't know, the porn I seen, like. I know y'all trying to get the camera to get the angle of your tongue hitting the clit, but it's not giving real, you're giving real head. Mm-hmm. Like, bitch, I'd rather see your eyes closed and you moaning, loving that shit than like,
I want that iPhone porn, okay? It's like, I want that real shit. Like,
hello?
Your iPhone, bitch, it might be real, okay? I don't want no HD porn, okay? Fuck all that shit.
When you got a movie playing in the back, a random movie.
Yeah, you feel me, love?
Your lighting bad.
Playlist on us.
Hey, them pornos were that you could tell they homemade.
Some
that
of them
shit.
You could tell they homemade for sure.
Mm-mm.
What you got?
I think we should go into goddess from the gay
it.
Gods. Did you have anything?
I feel like she can answer a lot
okay.
of those.
Okay. So we have a segment called Guidance from the Gay Gods where people write in guidance from the gay gods.
Guidance.
Yep. Guidance from the gay gods where people write in and ask for advice.
Guidance from the gay gods. Guidance from the gay
guy. What do you think is too big of an age gap between people dating?
10
years?
For sure. But then also, like, I probably wouldn't date nobody, like, I probably wouldn't date nobody, like, 6 years younger than me or, like, 6 years older than me either. I don't know why, like, 7, like, one of those numbers. For
six or seven.
Six or seven, one
six,
of those.
Seven or seven.
I'm not going that hard, because it's, like, it's an experience, like, either you're having experiences already had, and or you've already done them type shit. So it's just, like, somewhere in those in-betweens of those different things, we're kind of still in the same path, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you might have a kid and a whole family built over here. You might even have it down here, but, like, now you're trying to navigate, like, are you still trying to find yourself this, that, and the third in life? Or, I don't know. It's just, no. That's the gap. I
6, 7,
like.
10.
What you think?
See, I got a bad habit of...
No, I'm saying I would date somebody like probably like 6 years younger than me. It was 7 years.
Yeah.
Or 6 years, 6 or 7 years older than me. But like 10, I think that's a bit, yeah.
That's
I'm
cap.
Not dating nobody like... And 7, I probably wouldn't date nobody 7 years younger than me for real. But it's just... Mm.
Yeah, because 7 is deep. So I got
it's
about
close to
10. Being like, it's basically, if you round up, it's...
Yeah, it's close to 10. Yeah, I say like 6 or 5. I would date somebody probably 6 or 5 years younger or older than me. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a cool little gap.
All right, so I'm taking, but when I was single... See, the thing is, I used to be like, yo, when I was 18, you was 13.
See, you can't think...
When I was 18,
so you're saying
you was 11.
All right, but you're saying if right now, if you're 30 and they're 22, you're saying...
I still...
But you, they're not...
That's out of pocket, I think. That is... That does seem inappropriate.
Yeah, but that's inappropriate at that age.
But
y'all
I'm
not that age no more.
Like,
you're 30,
but I think like
22
and 30, yeah, that's a big gap.
That's a big gap. But I'm thinking like what we can relate to. Because I just feel like... If
it ain't shit to relate to. But I'm
don't
saying like...
You R&B songs
you
I like. You
like
ain't never heard of this TV show. Like, bitch, you make me feel like I'm an old head.
Okay.
Low key. You never heard of Living Single?
Who came in and they said on the progress report, they said they didn't know, bruh, oh, we ran into Cameron. They're like, who's that?
That's crazy.
You don't know who Cameron is?
Come on, you never heard of Dipset? See, certain shit is like, nah, I just feel like it's just, you know, it's just getting, I just, me personally, I'd rather it not be more than 5 years.
Yeah, I think it really depends on the age.
But I date an old head bitch now. She want to take care of me and all kind of shit like that. Hold on now.
I think it really depends on, like, your age and where y'all at. So, yeah. Like, of course, if you're 30 and they're 20, totally different lifestyles. Now, if you're 40 and they're 50,
yeah.
Y'all might be able to relate a little more.
I'd rather date a person older versus a person
or
younger.
I'm just saying, like, when you're, like, in your 40s and you're dating up, then that ain't, that 10-year gap ain't as big as, like, 30 and 20. 50,
yeah.
But it is, like, one thing we all know is, like, when we was 18, 21, we would be, because I see kids now, like, I'm a grown-ass man, I'm da-da-da. Bro, you're 20. You're not. Mm-hmm. And you think you're grown as fuck, but really, when you hit 35, you're going to be like, what the fuck was I thinking? Right. You know what I'm saying? Or something like that. So it's like, everybody think they grown, but like, there are experiences that you just haven't experienced yet. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And I'm not about to teach you.
I don't want to teach. I think
the 5 years stuff, but I really think like also where you said like, it's kind of where you at in life because you know what? There's some people that they're 35, but the motherfuckers don't know nothing and childish as fuck. They can date them a 20-year-old because that's where their mindset is at.
That's the thing that's kind of crazy, though.
It is crazy, but that's
the truth.
I
ain't going to lie.
Like, think about a person that went to jail for, like, 15 years. They went to jail at 16. They got out at, like, 31. They mentality is still low-key like a 16, 20-year-old. So when they
but
get
that
out,
goes back to that thing before. Like, yeah. It's just, like, people need to really figure themselves out.
That part.
Type before you even date someone. And I remember you said, you was talking about, like, even with, like, you were saying, like, as a youngin', you taught to kind of be straight and everything, woo-woo-woo. But I even think, like, mm-hmm. regardless, like, straight or gay, like, mm-hmm. you should take the time to get to know yourself before yeah. jumping into anything, yeah. like, sexual, anything. True. Like, you should really know who you are. And then it gives you a sturdy foundation before you just allow someone into your space or into you.
Mm-hmm. Nah, that's
or
a fact.
Or into you,
like,
that part.
Because that shit, yeah.
But
yeah.
you
low-key
not.
Like it sound funny and cool, but.
Nah, I mean,
no,
that's facts.
With that shit, like, I know I said what I said about the hoes, but at the same time, you really should be selective. You should be, like, very conscious of what you're doing with your
selective
body.
Selective hoeing.
You should not.
I like that.
No, you really are figuring yourself out. I mean, even in your 20s, I mean, you just keep figuring yourself out. I think
hey, motherfuckers got shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's yeah. people are dirty. Yeah. People are doing crazy things.
That part, too.
Crazy things. Like, no, I don't even want to smoke J's with every and anybody. So it's like, yeah.
We just heard a story about a dude lacing people's blunts. You know what I'm saying? And it's crazy because it's really like that. And I know a dude back in my hometown that's fucked up. I mean, like,
me too, bro.
Fucked up off of a lace blunt he had. And now he's kind of like, God bless him, but like the slow boy. And he was a regular dude. You know what I'm saying? So like, even when fucking with somebody, you choose the wrong person to fuck, you might be stuck with a kid or with something mm-hmm. else. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And it can happen, you know, so. Yeah. I do think you should take your time a little more and stop, you know.
Yeah,
I know.
Be mindful who you trying to year with. So,
yeah.
Don't be doing anything.
So, before we head out, I definitely want to, like, tell them to check out your music and stuff. You say you got some stuff coming out. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, I actually got a new joint out right now. It's called High Ceilings. You know what I'm saying? Go check that out everywhere. By Kilo Letitia. Video coming soon. Check that on YouTube, too. And yeah, we out here. No homo show.
Period. That's it. All right. Get that strap.
Whole lot of gay shit. Whole lot of gay.
Boss Britt. We certified. And DJ XL.
If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.